Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C.
This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is...
And good morning, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, and... It is time to get smart with our boats. It's Boat Smart, presented by Key Marine, and, of course, Stefan Schmidt from Georgetown Technical College. Welcome, of course.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, Pensacola, and we are glad you're listening today. This is Boat Smart, and it is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. You can also text your questions or comments in at that same number, 850-437-1620. 20 is the number. Key Marine is our sponsor for the show. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors, and they will beat anybody's price on repower. So you can call them out there at 850-492-0487 or go out there and see them on Bower Road. They're more than happy to help you with your boating needs as far as repower, repair, all that type of stuff. They're more than happy to do that for you. They specialize in service and repair on all Mercruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. They actually have several of my students that are, previous students. They are now technicians. Isn't that great to say that? They are technicians working for Key Marine, And I know that several of them are headed to school to continue their education as far as Mercruiser and Yamaha schools and things like that. So they continue their education out there at Key Marine by Key Marine sending them to the manufacturer schools so they can keep them up to speed on new product. And they continue learning even after they go to work. So it's awesome to see and hear about my students working out at these different locations and continuing their education. Key Marine is doing a great special all the way up until January 31st of 21. They are offering 25% discount off of labor from now through January 31st of 2021. And it's a great time to get your annual maintenance. Maybe you have a repower in mind. Maybe you have an old motor and you're ready to go to that four stroke that you've been needing on your boat and you're wanting to do that. And maybe you have a restoration project. It's a great time to save some money out there at Key Marine with that 25% discount. If you take advantage of that, you will get a 10% discount throughout the year on any additional repairs or services that you may need as well. So check them out on that. They're more than happy to give you some quotes. So check out Key Marine on that. You can also check them out on Facebook as well. I'm the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Lonely Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgestonecollege.edu. Give them a call at 850-941-6200. I highly recommend that you check them out on the website first and then go ahead and check out their chat feature on that website. You can go to that chat feature and they can help you answer questions that you may have, talk to you about financial aid, that type of stuff, or get you in contact with an instructor of our many programs out there or my program as well. So you can do that on that chat feature that they have on their website. They have scholarships available, but you must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. And we have a great counselor team up there, and our VA counselors, they help you to get some financing. And sometimes you can go to school without even paying a dime to go to school, which is great through some of these Pell Grants and scholarships that we have. So check them out. Come by and talk to them. Maybe you're interested in my class. I'm more happy to talk to you down in my class as well. You can make an appointment and come by and see me, and I'll give you a tour of my area and talk to you about what we do over at Georgetown in the Marine Service class for sure. Again, it's the call-in show. If you have a question about school, maybe you have a question about a boat, maybe you're looking for a boat, Maybe you're buying a boat for somebody for Christmas or something. Who knows? It is that time of year, right? 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So my talking points today, you know, I was thinking a lot about this year. And I think a lot of times as we get into December, headed toward that new year time frame, you know, we're getting ready for a new year. And we start thinking about what was behind us through this year and that type of stuff for the previous years. And I wanted to talk about success today. Gives you something positive to think about. And this is going to concern my class and my students, the things that we have going on at George Stone in the Marine Service class. And what a really, if you think about the year, and a lot of people are trying to forget it, believe me, I know that. But when you think about the year and what's going on and everything, just try to think of the positive points, the positive things that are going on around you. Sometimes you overlook those things and you just don't realize that there are some positive things going on. And I want to just kind of go over some success points that we had at George Stone this year and we continue to have. And it's going to go into next year as well. So the very first thing that I can say is we came out of a online training program that we had to put in place. And I'm going to say this, it was a success because we were able to, and I say we, my class and I and the administration and Mercury Marine helping me and Yamaha helping me and dealerships helping me, we managed to keep our class intact through the online training type stuff that we were doing. And so I'm going to consider that a success that we did that. We lost one student through the entire time, and that student actually went to another program at school. So he really wasn't you consider it losing that student. That student decided he wanted to do something else and went into the welding program. So through that whole entire time, we were able to keep our class intact. So that has to be the number one success that we have to talk about is trying to keep our class intact. Then in July, we came back to school for our summer school session. And normally our summer school session is broken down into 2 months. And it says June and July. And we do, I believe it was normally like 3 weeks in June, 2 weeks in July, kind of break it up a little bit. But our summer session this year was the entire month of July. And we had a great summer school. So I consider our summer school a success. We had face-to-face learning, we had hands-on training, and what the students did was they took the training that they had from the online portion and what they learned there, and they were able to take what they learned online and use it as hands-on. So we did a full month of hands-on learning through the summer of, you know, in July. So and that was just fun time for us. We enjoyed that, and it just really worked out well for July. So, and that's typically what we do in our summer session is we do a lot of hands-on. Let the students catch up on things that they haven't learned or something they want to do some more training on, those type of things, and that's what normally we do. So that summer school session was a great success for us. Another part of the success this year that we've had was the interaction that we had with several dealerships and independents around the area that took on my students as employees, whether they had a lot of experience or no experience or whatever. They actually took some of my students and put them to work through this time where many of us were not able to actually go to our jobs. They actually went to work at these dealerships to continue to get hands-on training and learn more and that type of thing. So that I consider a success. So when you think about this year and you think about things that are going on around, start looking at the little things that you can consider successes. There has to be something out there that you can grab onto and say this has been a success. And it's not that you have to work hard for that, especially this year. You really have to work hard. And a lot of times I heard the term, when you look at social media and things, so many people were thinking teachers were on vacation, and that was not the case for me. I actually was working 12 hours a day, at least 6 days a week, sometimes seven, trying to keep my class intact and continue to give them the online training that I could and in a quick fashion. It was something that was worth them learning from, you know, not just content to give content, but good content that was supplied to me by Mercury Marine and Yamaha, that I was able to turn that online training into a success. So these are just some points I got. Think about this. I completed two students. Marine Service Technology has completed two students this year. That's a big deal. We completed them. They completed the program, and both of them are working at field at two different locations here in Pensacola. That's a good success story. Students that are working in field at dealerships here in Pensacola that completed my class. You can't ask for more than that. It's just great to have my students go through the entire program, complete, and go to work. I have two students this year, just in the last few months. Both have started part-time position at different locations where these companies are allowing the students to work part-time and to come back to school on a full-time basis. So I have students that are working part-time in marine facilities and are coming to school and continuing their education because these facilities, people, these dealerships, the manufacturers understand the importance of the training that these students need, and they're allowing them to work where they can have money, okay, to be able to support their school as far as their schooling is concerned, to paying for their tuition and that kind of thing, and where they're able to have time to come to school. So that's just great, right, to have that two students working. Now, as we start looking into the new year, we have something we're slowing down right now because it's the end of the year, and we coming up to Christmas and New Year's, and so we're kind of gearing down and looking toward the new year and what we're going to do as far as the school is concerned, the Marine Service Technology class is concerned. But I have some success that's going to begin in January, where I have students that are going to that are being interviewed at different companies that may go to work, and two students that are going to go to co-op in my co-op program on January 5th at two different locations and continue their education. They're actually going to still be enrolled in my class, and they're going to go co-op at two different locations where they're able to go to work full-time. They're still under my umbrella at school, and they're going under my co-op program. So two students are starting full-time jobs in January, on January 5th, and that's a great success story going into next year, something to look forward to. And also in January, those two seats that are becoming vacant, I have students on a waiting list, and I'm filling those seats. So I have new students coming in. I have students going out that are going to work. And I have students that have completed and that are working in the field. And to me, those are things that I need to continue to look at and to keep me positive with as far as the things that are going on, and continue to look at the success stories that we have in the Marine Service class and the school in general, and to allow that success to help me move forward into the next year. So those are my success stories for this year and for last year. And I think those are good stories to tell, to let people know that if you work hard and you have a positive attitude and you continue to learn, you can have success even in the worst of times. So
yeah, you know, when it's 2020, a year where you're not hearing too many success stories, but, you know, put forth some effort, believe that you can do it, have the desire to do it, and you can have a successful story. It's good to finish the year off talking about the positives rather than what bad thing happened to you.
Right, and that's what we try to concentrate on. And I just, you know, we always look at numbers, and as far as school is concerned, you know, you're looking at numbers and our goal is to meet the student's goals. And I talk about this on the show a lot, whether it's the student goal is to have a hobby in the marine industry and that they're working on their own boat. Maybe their goal is to go to work in the field as a new person that's never been in the field before, and then maybe they're looking to have a career in the marine industry, or maybe somebody that's looking to change careers, maybe from a chef to a marine technician, which happens several times in my class. We have people come in that are chefs that are now working in the industry, working in the field as far as a marine technician, who came in with very little knowledge of hands-on type, mechanical type experience. They're now in the industry as a chef, and they're working at dealerships here in town, and they're continuing their career in the marine industry, and they're happy with it. Well, I could tell you, Davis, here's something that you'll never think about when you talk about a chef going into the marine industry. That probably looks pretty good on your resume. Because when they have their parties and stuff, guess who gets to help cook at those dealerships?
The former chef.
The former chef. I hear stories like that all the time.
I used to work in the restaurant industry, and so often, a lot of the cooks in the back of the house, before work, after work, you'll find them fishing, you'll find them out on the boat. A lot of times, these are guys or gals that really enjoy boating, they enjoy fishing, they enjoy doing that kind of stuff. So it sounds to me like they're cooking, they're doing this as a job, but then they decided, you know what I'm going to do is pursue my passion. And that's boating, working on boats, something that I really am deeply interested in.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of I didn't realize, and I know I've said this on the show before, but people that work in the restaurant industry, especially if you're a chef, apparently those people work a lot of hours.
They do.
And they work a lot of hours on weekends. And, you know, when you're thinking about a career, and it doesn't matter what kind of career it is, it could be in broadcasting, right? It can be as a teacher, as a marine technician, or whatever your career choice may be. You do have to consider the hours and the times that you work when you're looking at these careers, because that is so very important to many people. And a lot of my chef students were changing careers so they could have a normal type weekly schedule, so they can spend time with family, which was so very important to them, you know, so they can have a normal schedule to do the things that they want to do, go to church on Sundays and then have some recreation time and things like that, you know. So the time that you get to spend off of work becomes as important as the career itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of times people will come into my classroom and they're looking for a career that will give them that time that they have off. And don't think that my students don't work as they go into these fields. So many of them now are – the marine industry is so strong right now. It's unbelievable how strong it is. And I continue to get people looking for my students to go to work for them. It's constant. And my students that are working in field are working on Saturdays, getting a lot of overtime too. So they work hard. They work extra hours during the day, you know, during the week, and they work some Saturdays to gain some overtime and that type of stuff. So the marine industry is very strong. So it's a good time and a great time to get into the field as far as a marine service technician is concerned. Again, you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. You can call or text us, and we are more than happy to answer any questions you may have. Maybe you have a comment. We're more than happy to take your comment. Maybe you have a question about the school. Maybe you have a question about what I do in the Marine Service class, that type of thing. I'm more than happy to answer those questions for you today, for sure. So when I get off the air today, I have another show that I'm going to do. And I'm actually going to go on with Mercury Marine and do a podcast for their Mercury University. And I'm excited about doing that, because Mercury Marine basically is going to interview me about how Mercury works hand in hand with our students, providing curriculum and engines and stuff that we can work on in our class that helps the students to be successful when they go out onto the field. So I'm excited about that little podcast that I'm going to do for Mercury and talk to them about our about what Mercury has done for us and how that helps my students become a success in the industry. And I'm doing that after this show around 11 o'clock. I'll be doing that podcast with Mercury, and I'm excited to talk to them about that for sure. So as I said, we were kind of wrapping things up this week. I actually have we actually have four more days left until we go for our Christmas break, and then we will be back. The teachers will be back on the 4th of January. I believe students come back on the 5th. So we're kind of wrapping things up, and you know, around my class, my classroom area, I try to get them into the Christmas spirit. And so next week we're going to do a little Christmas party, if you will. So, you know, I don't want everybody to think that my class is all work, no play, because we're actually going to have some fun next week. We're going to have a little Christmas party for my class. We're going to have a little chili cook-off kind of thing going on over there. And we're going to get together on one evening and just kind of let the learning kind of sit on its side a little bit while we all kind of relax and think about the successes that we've had this year, and we'll do just have a good time in class for a little bit of time next week. So I'm looking forward to that as well. The students are looking forward to it, because when you come down to my classroom, Davis, you haven't been there, but Ruthie came by and did a tour of my class and the school. And if you came by during my class time, when I have students from 2:15 to 9, you would be amazed at how engaged my students are and how hard we work day in and day out. So it's a great to come by and see how hard we work and that. But also, you know, we like to have a little fun in there too. So that's why I'm trying to do that that party thing that we're going to have next week and just kind of relax a little bit. Looks like we have Scott on the line. Does Scott have a question for us?
Yeah, good morning. Got a question regarding fuel and fuel stabilizing long term. Question is, I've got a boat that I've winterized. I topped it off with fuel probably early summer last year, used the Yamaha fuel stabilizer, non-ethanol fuel. It's full of fuel. It's got the non-ethanol fuel and the fuel stabilizer in it. How long could I go with that fuel, with the stabilized fuel in it, before I have to start worrying about it being old fuel and it being detrimental to the fuel system on the boat? And this is a Yamaha 150 outboard on a 20-foot runabout type boat. Anyway, okay. There's my question, and I can hang up and listen to you.
Okay, and that's a great question. So fuel systems, you know, they are the most problematic system on the boat. So non-ethanol fuel is great. Do that. If you can afford to do it, do it, especially on a boat that's going to sit. That's very important to use a non-ethanol fuel. It's okay to use a ethanol fuel on a boat if you're using it over and over, but a non-ethanol will help you. Okay, so that's a great start. I would treat the fuel every time I put fuel in. So don't just treat it for storage. Continue to treat it for running. That's very important to do. And then when you get ready to store the boat, make sure you got good fresh fuel in the system. Treat your fuel for storage. There's going to be a storage treatment ratio. Use that storage treatment ratio and put that in a tank, and then run your engine for several minutes, 15, 20 minutes after you do that, and then your fuel is good for about a year. So I hope that answers that question. We're running a little short on time. I could go further into that, Scott, but it sounds like you're doing the right thing, but you get about a year out of storage when you use the stabilizer, about a year on good fuel. So that's the answer to that. So, but you sound like you're doing the right thing. And if your motor's running and that's working for you, continue to do that. So that will help you.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
Well,
for
it looks
being
like we're getting to the end of the show.
That's right. We have about 15 seconds left.
Okay. So I want to go ahead and thank my sponsor, Key Marine. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Take advantage of that 25% off discount. You're not going to have that again. So thank you for listening to Boat Smart. We'll see you next week.